Whether you're looking for answers to specific life questions or seeking to become the best version of you possible, welcome to the Mental Breakdown and Psych Reg podcast, where we offer insight, information, and strategies based upon research and years of practice as clinical psychologists. So sit back, have a listen, and get connected with our hosts, Dr. Bernie Wilkinson and Dr. Richard Marshall.
Welcome back to our second day talking about the Big Five, sometimes called the Psy Five.
Psy Five.
PSI. The PSI.
Yes. Yeah.
The Psy Five. And today,
when you said science,
yes,
SCI, and I thought,
oh, like science fiction.
Right.
Yes. Psy Five.
PSI.
That's a different. That's our other podcast that talks about science fiction, Star Wars. Well, Star Wars is more fantasy than
science
fiction.
That's when you and she were sort of poking sport at me.
That interview with
a little character in the background. Yeah. I said, it looks like Batman, and you two cracked up because it wasn't Batman. It was somebody else.
I think it was Doctor Strange.
It was Doctor.
Yes. No. It was Magneto, actually.
Magneto.
Yeah.
That's right. That's right. And you both laughed because I did. I thought it was Batman.
You could tell by the helmet.
Yeah. No, I couldn't tell. But anyway. You throw me every once in a while, and so when you said Psy, I thought SCI.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But these are the five characteristics.
Personality characteristics that we oftentimes associate with individuals, and there's one of the things, again, we're going to talk about at the end of the week when we do our bigger show on the history of personality theory. We'll talk about how some of the different combinations of traits and character of these Big Five sort of contribute to and lead to certain attributes about people. If you're very extroverted and you're very open to new experiences, it kind of suggests this and that, those kinds of things.
So, yeah, because in a previous podcast was about extroversion,
right,
and how people are somewhere on that extroversion to introversion.
Right.
And this is openness.
Today we're going to talk about openness.
Which is...
Are
you open to new experience?
Yeah.
Are you available to? Are you curious? We want our partners to be similar to us in these regards, but we also think about it in terms of children, because there are some children who are curious and they're interested and they ask questions, and so they're open to new ideas and they're open to new experiences.
Right.
And we it's easier to see in children than it is in adults.
And openness. As is the case with all of these things that we talk about when it comes to personality, there is a spectrum. Of course, on one end is very open to new experiences, often seeking new experiences, often looking for that novelty of things. And then, of course, you have people who are more closed and less that they are. You know, the other week we were talking about those different continua, we were talking about homeostasis versus heterostasis.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so... openness sort of almost mirrors that a little bit because, those people who are seek heterostasis, that are looking for new things, that they want change, they want different things to happen, are people who tend to be a little bit more open, whereas people who are maybe seek homeostasis, they want things to be the same, they want that
seeking
constant
stability
state.
And
they're a little bit more closed to new experiences.
Right.
But let's talk a little bit about what openness looks like. Because again, we're looking at the idea of people who seek experiences and appreciate experiences really just for the sake of this experience itself. They're not necessarily doing it because it's an assignment. They're not necessarily doing it because they're going to get something out of it.
Right.
Except for the experience itself.
That's right. I think that's the key factor here, is that we're talking about they're not getting anything for it.
Right.
They just have this sort of curiosity about the world, curiosity about people, curiosity about things, and it just is. I think that's the best way to do it. Is they're not doing it to get a grade. They're not doing it to impress them. They're just open to new experiences, new ideas.
Right.
Right.
Right. Okay. So they tend to be. So these individuals tend to. Accept imagination, that kind of creativity. They're very appreciative of art and beauty and sort of emotions, and they're just kind of open to a lot of those kinds of things.
Yeah.
They're seeking activities or experiences that elicit feeling and elicit some type of movement in within them.
And we see it in adults and children when you're talking to somebody about something. Some children will just, their eyes are wide open and you can tell they're just absorbing it and they're fascinated by it. And others are kind of nonchalant and not terribly interested. Again, there's nothing wrong with either one. It's not that one is better, but we like to see, we'd like to see openness and curiosity. It's something we value to be sure.
Yeah. And these individuals, they tend to go out and look for experiences. They tend to be those people who try new things, again, just sort of for the sake of trying new things. They just want to do something that they've never done before to see what it's like, to see what it feels like.
Yeah, when you live in a town, doesn't matter whether it's a big city or a small town, there's always a, usually in the newspaper, now on a website, of activities that are going on.
Right.
In Florida, we have, in the wintertime, we have festivals, outdoor festivals. And there's a schedule in the paper of all the things that are going on. And people who are open to new experiences check the paper, find out what's going on, say, okay, on Saturday we're going to do this, and on Sunday we're going to do this. Those are people who are open to new experiences, whereas other people don't do that, and they just sort of go into the weekend and have that calm, stable, the homeostasis kind of person, where the others are every weekend, let's look and see what's going on. Where, where can we go? What can we eat? What can we see? What can we experience?
You know, and I think that it's interesting that you mentioned, you know, where can we eat? Because that's one thing that you see very often in people who are open, is that they are very open to the idea of trying new things, including new foods and new, you know, trying out things that they've never tried before. And that maybe even many people wouldn't do. And so, you know, you see this in your children, as you've kind of mentioned. There are kids who have a very restricted diet.
That's right. They eat three foods, four foods.
And then there are those kids who will eat anything
They'll
that you put in front of them.
Right.
Yeah. And that's sort of that idea of openness.
And we mentioned, and I like the fact that we're on foods now, because I've been watching Netflix.
What?
See? And you thought it couldn't be. You said it couldn't be done.
I don't even know how
I can't do it myself. I have to have one of my kids there to get me, you know. Anthony Bourdain. Parts unknown.
Yeah.
And he goes to different countries or different states and eats strange foods.
Yeah.
So the program we were watching was about Mexico and the food that he, and the people there were surprised that he was willing to eat these foods because most Americans wouldn't eat them. But it's something that, you know, we say, well, it's the parents' fault that a child has a restricted variety of foods. And it may not be. It just may be their personality is they are less open to new experiences, including new foods. And so some kids are going to have a very limited range.
Right.
Other kids will eat anything.
Right.
It's not the same parents.
Yeah.
I mean, I have three children, and some of them are adventuresome eaters, and some of them aren't.
Right.
Okay. They were all experienced to the same things in the same way. So it may be that your child has a restricted diet simply because it's part of their personality.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And you'll see this continue in school and other intellectual areas. You know, those people who, you know, I remember when I was in college, I took some pretty extreme classes to study things that I've, you know, never. I took some very atypical, even religion classes and just...
for an engineer.
Right, exactly. Anthropology classes and things like that, because they weren't required for my major or anything. Well, maybe they were at the time, because I changed my major a whole bunch of times for the same reason.
Depending on what you're majoring in that semester.
Whatever that semester was.
Right.
But yeah, you know, you try these different things out, because there's just so many fascinating things in the world, and people who are more open tend to be very... energized and fueled and driven by some of that intellectual curiosity and that sort of willingness to explore and
openness to new things. Right.
I really think about it and associate it with critical thinking. You know, they're very open to the idea of, hearing other people's perspectives of things mm-hmm. and using it to even challenge their own views and right. beliefs and perspectives. That's just right. because it's new and it's different. And mm-hmm. So when you think about this idea of openness, you know, oftentimes, again, we're really getting to one's personality and one's drive to experience new things, right. to try new things, to you know, sort of venture outside of their realm of normality mm-hmm. and experience something different.
Or out of their, we call it a comfort zone, you know, move out of the comfort zone.
So we've talked a lot on the podcast before about change. People who are open to new experiences mm-hmm. are much more amenable to change right. mm-hmm. than those who are less open.
Right.
You know, those people who seek that sameness, mm-hmm. You know, they are less open than...
But again, we want to emphasize there's nothing wrong with being less
right.
open.
Right.
Okay. It's not that there's some advantage.
Mm-hmm.
It's just how your personality happens to
right.
be structured.
Right.
And so it's not that if you're open, it's better than if you're not open.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's just it's sort of the way you're built.
Right. Mm-hmm. And we do have some forms of psychopathology that right. demonstrates the extremes of these. Mm-hmm. OCD, for example, right. is the extreme end of the closedness, if we want to use that
but
word.
It's also off the continuum,
right.
It's in a different, it's not that if you're so closed you have OCD. If you have OCD, you're in another place,
right?
Okay.
And we'll talk about a characteristic called OC, obsessive compulsive personality disorder.
Right.
And OCPD again is, it would be characteristics on that far end of the personality mm-hmm. Trait right. of right. of openness. Now the other end, of course, we're going to go back to ADHD again, I think, with the impulsivity right. and just that sort of gregariousness of mm-hmm. of getting out there and trying different things and doing things that you've never done before, that constantly seeking novelty, you know, that is a very common trait and characteristic of, right. of ADHD.
Sometimes we refer to it as the adrenaline junkie, who's
right.
always
right.
who needs to have that high level of stimulation mm-hmm. all the time.
Absolutely.
Right? And it can get in the way, because there are times when you have to slow down once
absolutely.
In a while.
Absolutely. Yeah. So again, but those are
but
sort
those
of
are
psychopathological.
Extremes. Right.
Back in the day when we used to have the five axes from on
yes.
which we made diagnoses, those things would have been axis one, whereas some of these personality traits and everything would be on axis two.
Right.
So it would be,
I miss
they are
the
differentiated.
Axes.
I do too. I thought
we
it,
grew
it made
up
it
with
very
those.
Easy and very
yeah. put things into categories. We
right.
like to categorize things.
Absolutely.
I miss those.
Yeah. So but all right, but that's openness.
Openness
to new mm-hmm. experiences, openness
right.
in one's interest in seeking new things and
right.
seeking new experiences. So mm-hmm. That's the second of the five.
Second to five.
Right. Of the big five that we're going to talk about. So, but we will be back tomorrow to talk about the next one, which will be conscientiousness.
Right. Oh,
so,
one of
yes. Are you going to say one of your favorite?
Conscientious.
Are
you conscientious?
I'm so glad we're going to talk about this.
We're finally
finally going to talk about this.
Right.
So, but we'll be back and we'll talk about that next time. But until then, stay happy, stay healthy, and forget to be afraid.